What's a daily inconvenience that you can't believe someone hasn't fixed yet? Example. This was one that somebody provided. Okay. When this started as a Reddit thread, went to BuzzFeed, and now here we are. Why are the bags in cereal boxes not Ziplocs yet? They've started doing that on lots of other products.
I don't know. This has driven me crazy for years, and I'm not the one who noticed it. I'm sure a comedian years ago did, but it's factually accurate. When I buy underwear, it comes in a resealable package, but my potato chips don't.
Boy, that's a great... Why?
Isn't that crazy? Like, you buy socks zip my underwear back in. Or t-shirts in bulk, you know, the three of them or whatever. They all have resealable bags that you never reseal. You open it and throw the bag away.
Yeah.
And yet potato chips, like, because it's one thing for cereal, but at least it's still got its own container, the box. But I really don't understand, like, corn chips and potato chips and all that.
I believe they do it so they go stale and you buy more.
Yeah, but I'm going to eat them and buy more anyway.
You'll eat the stale ones?
Stale.
Oh,
I see. They won't go stale. Are you kidding? How many Americans let their things go stale? I mean, maybe like those one-off crackers.
I do.
I don't.
When I open one of those bags, it might be like a big bag that's supposed to be 19 servings. Man, that's a two-day affair.
Yeah.
I get home from work and I go, I should have a salad for lunch. God, those chips sound good. And then I sit down with the chips and I eat half the bag. And then the next day I think I'm going to eat some spinach today. Got those chips left.
Do you ever eat all of the chips in one setting and you justify it to yourself because, well, if I just eat them tomorrow, I might as well get it over with?
No. I always feel bad about myself, but I still do it. It doesn't stop me.
No, I'll put them on like a little paper plate and eat my little serving of them. And even then, there's some left because I just wanted to taste some chips for a little while.
You don't want to keep going?
No.
And it's what not a that, superpower,
it's
Maitland.
It's not that I have self-control.
It sounds like
I would love to want to eat more. It's just, okay, that was enough. I'm done.
That's the difference, though.
See, that's
it's
how I am
never
with
enough.
It, with awful-tasting Oreo cookies. I can say pass on those all morning long.
Oh, those Coca-Cola ones Tommy had yesterday.
They were not good.
Oh, disgusting.
But anyway, things should come in resealable bags.
Yes.
For sure.
All right,
easy
what else?
Fix.
I know it's kind of been solved, but like every car has keyless entry now. Why don't homes have keyless entry? Why isn't that a more normal thing?
You want a fob at home?
You can get smart locks and stuff, so it's basically...
Yeah, you can get them now.
I just don't understand why that isn't a universal thing.
I think...
Like hotel rooms?
Yeah.
Would you do the card like that?
Like, when was the last time that you walked out to your car and had to actually take out your keys and put it in there and unlock the... It's been a long, long
time.
Certainly,
the newer cars are all like that. I mean,
but you could get that now, Steve.
You just have to
pay for it.
Right. It's just not as widespread and normal yet.
But that's because how often do you replace the locks on your house? You know what I mean? It's like, I think it will become more common with some of the newer homes, maybe. But
this text, why do printers still so reliably not print?
Yeah.
I know there's a lot going on in there. Like, especially you get the ones where it'll print double-sided and it might be color or it might not and it'll staple it. There's a lot happening inside that little box. Man, they are so reliably unreliable.
It is frustrating. I've got a printer at home. I have to print off stuff an unusual amount of times. So I have one at home, but the blue quit working right. Like, my kids had some artwork and I went, oh, I want to print this off because I really like it and I'm going to print it. And then the blue didn't work right, so everything's just got weird white lines that go through
terrible.
The whole thing. And
you might as well throw it away.
So I go, I guess I'll just leave this to printing off my, you know, tax documents when I need to.
When I need black and white.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What else?
I print here.
You print it here?
Yeah. Anything I need to print, I print here. But that's also not
that's
reliable.
A crap shoot.
No, yeah, I used to do that, but then the connection would never work. So I gave up on that.
You know what I struggle with? Getting the inside of a windshield clean.
Yeah.
Why can't that be easier?
It's a pain in the ass. It is a pain in the ass.
Or especially,
go dry microfiber towel first.
Don't tell me what to do. Even though I'm asking for advice.
Both Steve? Of our cars. My car is almost 5 years old. My wife's car is 2 years old. And in the right light, you can still see the suction cup marks where the windshield was like installed at
really?
The factory.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Those are really hard to get off.
Yep.
Those last a long time.
And I think the longer you let them go, the more ingrained they get into the glass.
Yeah.
Or in the winter when you get that weird like film of frost on the inside of your windshield. Mm-hmm. So you go to scrape it. And then for the next 9 months until you try to clean it again, you just got weird scratch marks in the, it's not on the, like your glass isn't scratched. It's just, you can see where you scraped.
Mm-hmm.
Sucks.
Yeah. I think it would be nice. Boy, you can think of a million things with car related stuff. If we actually had paint that did, with just a hosing off, all of it would just come off.
The paint?
No. The, like, whatever dirt was on it.
Oh, God dang it, I washed my car again.
Yeah, you can kind of get that with, like, the different ceramic coatings.
I know,
and
but
stuff,
and they, the nanotech, and all, but it still doesn't really work. I mean, it's better than the old paint, you know, from an old car, certainly. But, you know, like, yeah, I want to live in that future where you just, you know, spritz it with a hose and it just actually gets it clean.
I would like to live in a place where you can have a color changing car based, you know, how you have like mood rings.
That would be cool.
But like weather, you know, so, if it's
so like
sunny
in the winter,
out, yeah, your car might be a brighter color.
Oh, just on the app.
Yeah, you go in the app and you go, you pull up the color wheel and be like, I want to be like,
depending on the weather. Or maybe where I'm parked, like those glasses that change.
Oh, yeah, like a novelty mug.
God. Yeah.
When you put hot liquid in it, it changes.
Yeah.
Oh, you don't want it to predict the weather. Like if your car turns red, it means warmer weather ahead.
No, I want it to change with the weather. Yeah, I want it to be like, oh, it's getting warm. I'm going to turn red now. Or I'm getting rained on. I'm going to turn blue, but only in the spots where it actually gets hit. It's just like a mood ring. But
I want
that'd be pretty cool.
I want control over it.
Yeah, you do. See,
yeah,
I want to
be. Yeah,
I'm like, which one's my car?
Yeah, that would suck. Like if you pulled up to the movie theater when it was sunny out and you parked, and then you came out after a thunderstorm, you're like, I have no idea.
Yes.
Well, idea what color my car is now.
They make nail polish that changes with temperatures and
stuff.
Like it's only a matter of time before cars get that technology.
I'm not sure my car color is an inconvenience though.
No, not an inconvenience.
Maybe to you.
It is for me.
It would
said
be
the
cool.
person who yells at car colors more than anyone we know.
Oh, yeah.
What's the deal
yeah.
with all these colorless cars?
Oh, I'm not saying it wouldn't be awesome to be able to change your car's color. I would love to be able to do that every day. I think that would be awesome. It's just not inconvenient to me that it happens to be red.
Yeah.
Whatever. You know better than us.
I just had a good idea. Shut up, Hollings.
This text, I assume a woman says, mammograms. Can they invent a mammogram machine that doesn't squeeze your breast in a clamp so tight you think you might pass out? Why does it have to be like medieval torture?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Is that true? That's still how it is?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Seems pretty rough.
What does it look like?
You put them up on this like thing and then a thing comes down on them.
And squeezes them?
And squeezes them, pancakes them out to look for lumps.
I had to do one boob on each side when I had a lump and I had to squish my boob up against one side and I don't have a boob to squish.
Yeah.
So it's just my rib cage. And then, so one is, it's
that sounds
like
painful.
If you push your side or your boob up against the side of a wall and then push a door on it. And so it squeezes it. And then they take a.
Did I just do it with my hands? Yes.
Yeah,
did I like it? Not at all.
No, it's bad. They'll
and I didn't press that hard.
Up, this is going to hurt. Yeah.
It does seem like there's got to be a better way.
Yeah.
You would think.
They can put a wand on a woman's belly and see if the baby has a penis or not.
Yeah.
That's just a little lube on there.
Yeah. I guess, yeah, birth control. That's a major inconvenience.
Yeah.
We haven't really figured that out without giving women all sorts of other side effects with the pill or putting some weird thing in your arm
or the process
up inside you. Or
right.
Like the process of that. Yeah, too. It's awful.
Yeah. Text. What about an ice maker on a fridge that actually consistently distributes ice?
That would be nice.
Boy.
We just turned ours off.
The one in our kitchen, you have to take it out and shake it once a day to get the ice to fall out.
Yeah, they're stupid. I hate them.
Ours just constantly would freeze up and then it would, then the water line would back up and the water.
And then it
would
starts
leak.
Dripping?
Yeah, it would leak all over the floor.
Yeah, I'm actually happy.
Screw it. Shut it off.
I'm happy with the fridge that I bought. It does make ice, but it doesn't have a ice dispenser.
Yeah.
Which is nice because, yeah, my old one used to get clogged all the time, too.
So this pull it open and get
so
the drawer.
This one, yeah, it's just a bottom freezer. So you just pull it open. It's got a little scoop and you just grab it. Mm. So it doesn't get clogged. Yeah, my old one used to clog up all the time.
Mm-hmm.
I hated that stupid thing.
Text from New Hampshire. The secret to cleaning a windshield, as odd as it sound, is balling up some newspaper and then rubbing it on there.
Mm-hmm. I hate that
Well,
sound.
That's what the homeless people do on the outside. It does. The newspaper does work.
The harder part about that is, where do I find a newspaper now?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I mean, I know that they're still kind of around, but it's not like 20 years ago when you could just go, oh, here's a newspaper. Oh. They were everywhere.
Three days a week, at least, I get some stupid, idiotic newspaper of some sort in my mailbox.
Yeah, surely all of those political mailers I'm getting can clean the inside of the windshield so they have some point in existing.
I'm also a little surprised, too, that how often I lose my house keys. That there's not something I can... I know that there are things like a Bluetooth finder, but why don't they just have a little cap on a key that I can have an app to where it would just beep so I can find my key better?
Oh, instead of having to add like an AirTag?
Yeah.
You want it to just be equipped with that?
Yeah, just beep. So then I can be like, dang it, find my keys. Because the AirTag doesn't beep, does it? I don't think so.
No, I think it does.
Oh, I thought it did. I don't know. I haven't used one.
Like you ping it?
I think.
I want that.
That might be what you need.
You know, I'm surprised they haven't found a better way to package scissors.
Yeah, that's
what, like it's what, that how do they package scissors? You need scissors to get them open. Like, is it? Are they in the devil's plastic?
Oh yeah, they're always in devil's
scissors.
Yeah.
Are?
Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm. Or
what a torturous a-hole thing!
I keep scissors in my car because Plan B comes in the devil's plastic, and like. One time I had to take one, and I...
You don't want to gnaw your fingers off like a raccoon.
At the pharmacy, I got Plan B, and I got scissors, and now they're my car scissors, because... and it's a time-sensitive pill.
Yeah, right? You don't have time to fuss around with that plastic.
Maitland told us about that on the trip to Kokomo. I forget why, that somebody needed some scissors for something. She's like, oh, I got mine right here. And
they're
I'm like,
my car scissors.
I'm like, oh, you keep scissors in your car. She's like, yeah, they're my Plan B scissors.
That's kind of handy,
such a
though.
Kelly
scissors
statement.
In the car.
It is. It's not that I take it enough that I need scissors in there specifically for Plan B. It's
if
just
you don't
like,
have the pill, you can just get all stabby.
Yeah, I just have scissors in there for safety or whatever other cutting needs I might have.
That's the same reason I had an axe under my back seat for a long time. Sometimes you might need one. Probably don't, but you might.
In case you got pregnant?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you get it out of there, man, like the woodsman in Snow White.
Things got weird. Yeah. All right, other daily inconveniences that surely they can get rid of. Someone has an invention idea or an update idea for an elevator that absolutely needs to happen.
I thought when you anytime you say invention, I think it's going to be a crab trap.
We can talk crab traps if you want to, Steve. You know,
no,
I'm always down.
Yeah, I know those have been perfected.